Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Welcome everybody. Welcome to my podcast, Patty Valenzuela Podcast. So glad to be with you today. I hope you all are ready for Christmas. It's been an awesome week, and we just feel like God is just doing so many things in the hearts of every person. And I'm glad to be with you today. Maybe you're watching, or maybe you're listening through Spotify or Apple iTunes. We're so glad that you are with us today. So I want to share out of the topic of the Word of God, but I'm going to take you to Psalm chapter 119, verse 130, because I believe that the Word of God is probably one of the greatest weapons that you have. I mean, we have many weapons, but the Word of God is key in our lives to be able to get through maneuver journey into life's any circumstance that life throws at you, for that matter. Psalm chapter 119, verse 130. And the Word of the Lord says, "The teaching of your word gives light, so even the simple can understand." He says, "The teaching of your word," or one translation says, "The entrance of God's word brings light." Meaning that when God's word comes into our lives, it brings light, it brings illumination, it brings understanding, it brings revelation. So when God's word is being preached, as you're listening to me now, the Word of God always gives entrance to light. So wherever there was darkness, the light of God comes in and removes the darkness. Now, one of the worst things that we can have is ignorance. The Bible says, so that our enemy would not outwit us. So we have to know that the Word of God, the Bible says, is like a double-edged sword. It is active, it is sharp, and it cleanses. There are many benefits to the Word of God. The Word of God is God breathing into it. Jesus became flesh. He was the Word of God. So the Bible speaks countless scriptures about how the Word is light. God is light. Now, one of the things that I want to encourage you to get you through all the way to the end of this year is that I want to challenge you to hold on to the Word of God that God has spoken over you. There are a lot of promises that God has promised you that perhaps have not been fulfilled. Perhaps you've read the Word, something that you have read before, but then all of a sudden there's a scripture that sticks out to you, a story that sticks out to you, and light is entering into your life. That's called illumination. That's called revelation. You begin to see something that you didn't see before. Or something begins to speak to you that maybe perhaps didn't speak to you in the past. Well, that illumination is God's light. The Bible says that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. So we have to know how to journey life, walk through life by holding on to the Word of God. Because what we need to understand is Satan wants you to always believe the symptoms as opposed to his word. So oftentimes, as you're going through life, we look at the circumstances or we look at the symptoms of what is occurring in the natural. But God is a God of his word. The Word of God is powerful. It is active. It is alive. And so one of the things that the enemy will do is try to steal the Word of God. He did it to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Did God really say the snake, the serpent tells Eve? Did God really say? Almost insinuating as in God's word is not true. Whatever God spoke may not come to pass. Whatever God has told you, did God really say? That's the way the enemy operates. And to get you through the end of these next 2 weeks and for the rest of your journey and life and Christian walk, you have to know how to hold on and retain the Word of God. The Word of God has to be strong, solid in your foundation. Now, what is the enemy trying to steal? What word is the enemy trying to steal? The Bible says that Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy, but that God came to give us life and life in abundance. So the Word of God, this is very important what I'm going to say. I need to stop right here. If you are a person that only is led by supernatural miracles, signs, and wonders, but have no word as stability, as your foundation, you're always going to fall into error. The word of God keeps you stable. The word of God keeps you steadfast, grounded, firm, established. I cannot believe God for something when I don't even know what it is that he has spoken or promises that he is calling me to believe on or stand on, unless I know the word of God. I've got to know God's word. I think that we've got to be people that love the word. Yes, there are miracles. Yes, there are signs. And yes, there are wonders. But we've got to get to the point where we're no longer lazy about reading the word, meditating on the word, loving the word, eating the word. The word is God's breathing into us. It's his breath into us. And we have to do away with laziness about getting into the word of God. We can watch a movie for an hour, but we can't read our word for 15 minutes. We have to do away with that. The word of God is when it's what's going to prevent you from falling into error. So Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. The minute that God's light comes into you, you know, maybe you didn't know something. You hear a preaching, light comes in. You're illuminated. Something got revealed to you. You didn't know a specific topic, say joy. And you didn't know that that's how you were going to receive the promises of God. Or the enemy had to let go of all your goods that he stole if you maintain in joy. So you hear this, you hear the word of God, it becomes illumination, light comes in. So what word is Satan trying to steal? Satan will always try to steal the word that illuminated you. Satan will always try to steal the word that brought revelation to you. And so the enemy's job is to get you to not stand on the word of God, because the word of God are his promises. They stand true. God does not lie. So let's say, for example, you hear something about finances. You get a revelation about your finances. You get a revelation about your family. You get a revelation that you and your house will serve the Lord. You get a revelation. Something sticks out to you that God is your protector, that God is your healer. Perhaps you're watching or you're battling a sickness. So you get this illumination. You read the word and you're going, wow, that was for me. That is God's word for me. So you're no longer ignorant. The Bible says that Satan immediately comes to steal that word. So what will happen is the word that you received illumination in, where you're no longer ignorant, the enemy will come in and begin to attack it. He will begin to test it. What is he trying to do? To get you to believe that the word isn't not working. The word works. The word works. Whatever God has spoken in the word, it has to come to pass, because God does not lie. So what the enemy will do, and the way he operates, once the word is in your spirit or it illuminated you, he comes to try to steal it. And he does it immediately. Satan comes to attack the word that you received illumination in. And so he will try to, let's say you got a revelation about your finances. He will now give you, he'll send an attack against your finances. And he'll say, but does the word of God really say that? Because now you're being attacked in your finances. What's he trying to do? To get you to believe otherwise. He's trying to rob the word that illuminated you. So let's say, for instance, you got a revelation as far as the healing goes, the healing of God. And all of a sudden you begin to quote, by his stripes, I am healed. You illuminated. You have light now. You believe the word of God. You confess the word of God. And all of a sudden, the enemy, what he will do is he will send an attack and he will attack you in that area. What's he trying to do? He's trying to steal that word. And so the enemy is very crafty. He doesn't want the word of God to become a part of who you are. The enemy is so crafty that he will begin to attack you in the very area that you became illuminated. I've had many people say this, oh, Apostle, you preached on joy, or you preached on getting healed. But as soon as I walked out of there, it's almost like I got attacked. How is it? You know, I've heard marriages, when we've ministered marriages, they became illuminated. And all of a sudden, a minute they walked out, they got attacked. How is that? Well, that is only the enemy trying to steal the word. And what you've got to do is you've got to stand on what God has spoken, regardless. Remember, that's just an attack. Remember, the enemy doesn't want light. He is darkness. The enemy is darkness. There is no light in him. So when the enemy comes in, his best weapon against the body of Christ is to keep you ignorant. Because if he keeps you ignorant, then you don't have a right to claim something that you know nothing about. So the strategy of your enemy is to keep you ignorant when it comes to your finances. Let me keep them ignorant when it comes to healing. Let me keep them ignorant when it comes to the salvation of your loved ones or finances, etc. And so if the enemy can keep you ignorant, darkness abides there. But when the word of God comes, light enters. So keep in mind, the enemy will always try to attack that. What you have to do is you have to stand on the word of God. You have to declare the word of God. You have to believe the word of God. That word that illuminated you, you've got to declare it every day. And when the enemy comes to attack it, be it your finances, when the enemy comes in to attack that area in your life, you have to stand firm in what God has spoken. You have to believe it until it manifests completely. See, Job went through that. The whole purpose of Job's attack was Satan was trying to get Job to not believe God. Satan was trying to get Job to abandon, to walk away and walk away from the plans of God. And literally, he wanted him to curse God. So everything that he stole, everything that he attacked, it was all in the name of trying to get him to renounce God, to no longer follow after God. But hear me and hear me well. That's Satan's strategy. But God has a bigger plan. And when God speaks something into your spirit and it illuminates you, light comes, revelation comes, you're going, wow, I never saw it that way. Wow, God spoke to me. Wow, God is only confirming what he spoke to me last week. I've had people say this, Apostle, I was reading something and I was reading the scripture. And then you came in on Sunday and preached that very scripture. It is illumination that came to you. God is speaking. So what the enemy will do is that word you received, he will try to attack it. So what you have to do is you have to be a people that hold on to the word. Regardless, declare the word of God. Prophesy the word of God. Speak the word of God. You have to know the word. Why? Because that word is going to come to pass. If God spoke it, it's going to come to pass. If God says something and illuminated you in an area, that's only because it's going to come to pass. See, that you've got to understand that we are people of word. We're not ignorant people, and we should not be ignorant, because the enemy cannot outwit anybody. When the enemy speaks, he speaks lies. The Bible says in John chapter 8 that when he speaks, he cannot tell you the truth. He only lies. So whatever God has spoken to you, Satan will come and begin to get you to either confuse you or get you to question what God has spoken. And you've got to close at the door to the voices of the enemy. You've got to shut all the voices. You've got to shut down, quiet all the voices that are telling you otherwise of what God has spoken. If 2020, God has spoken some things for you. If God has said, hey, this year's not over, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z in your life. If God has spoken some things through the Bible, that he's a God of justice, that he's the God of restoration, that he's going to complete the work in you, that he's going to bless you, that he's going to prosper you, that he's going to come through for you, that you and your family shall serve the Lord. And you got to hold on to that. You cannot let it go. I don't care what the enemy's attacking. You've got to hold on to that word of God and be stable and steadfast in it. Look, in these days and in these holidays, you've got to hold on to the word of God more so now than ever. The word of God is active. The word of God is sharp. It is living. It is active. It is powerful. It divides spirit and soul. So the word of God cannot fail you. The Bible says that the word of God does not fail. The word of God does not return void. What does that mean? That means that when I declare the word of God, the scripture that I just got illuminated in, the minute I release it, it's got power to manifest. Now think about how God created the heavens and the earth. He spoke it. When God speaks something, it must come to pass. It will come and become manifested. The Bible says that the word became flesh. The word of God became flesh. So when God gives you a word, that word now has to become flesh. If God says to you, you and your household shall serve the Lord, that word is going to be manifested in due time. That word is going to be manifested. Your job is to hold on to the word of God. Listen, I want to challenge everybody. I want you to open up your Bible. And 2020 has got to be a year where you get your face in the Bible, where you put your face like flint in the Bible and you begin to read it and you begin to discipline your life, where you spend time meditating on the word of God. Pick up a journal, open up your word and read two chapters every single day. Let the word cleanse you. Let the word pierce you. The word is powerful. The word will manifest. You've got to believe it. We've got to be people of word. Do not let 2020 slip you by. Perhaps not 2019, you weren't a person of word. You didn't really, really study the word like you should have. Perhaps you started at the beginning of the year and then you stopped. I want to encourage you. Let not another year pass you by. And do not wait for the new year. Start right now. Every day, pick up your Bible. Meditate on the word of God. Learn the nature of God. Learn the character of God. Because it's very hard to fall into error when you know the word of God. Because when the enemy speaks, you will be able to detect if it's God or if it's the enemy. Why? Because you know the word of God. Whenever you have to face a situation, or whenever you are going through an affliction or a trial or a testing, or there's a lie that has risen up, you can always compare it to the word of God. And you'll always know if it's God speaking to you. How? Because God sounds like his word. God sounds exactly like his word. And so you don't fall into error easily. You don't fall into offense easily. You don't fall into hurt easily. When you're in the word of God, now James chapter 1 says, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. So when you read the Bible and you do what it says, the Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, then you will become prosperous and successful. God told Joshua, meditate on this word, on the book of the law, which is the word of God, day and night, so that it can go well with you, so that you can prosper and have good success. Listen, if God says there's good success, there must be bad success. I want the good success. I'm sure you want the good success. And God gives us the formula. God tells us, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night. That means not only do I have to meditate on the word, that means I have to declare the word. I have to speak the word. Stop speaking negative words. Stop declaring what is. Death and life are in the power of your tongue. If you want to see that promise fulfilled, declare the word of God. Speak the word of God. And stop declaring what is opposite. I want to challenge you today. Love the word. Love the word to such an extent where you don't just carry the Bible and have dust on top of it. But you carry the Bible, and listen, you have a highlighter right next to you. You've got a journal right next to you so that you don't fall into error. I want to challenge every person. Start now. Do not wait for the new year to open up your Bible and have a year of the Bible. Matter of fact, I'm going to challenge you. Every day, read Psalms and Proverbs. Every day. Begin Psalms and Proverbs. Start with the epistles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. One of my favorite books, well, there's a lot of them, but James is one of my favorite books as well. You've got to pick up the Bible and be a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. I leave you with that challenge. I want you to start either the year of the Bible, whatever it is. But listen, wisdom comes from the Word of God. Enlightenment comes. Light comes. You don't want to be in ignorance. The Bible says that in the last days, deception is going to increase. But for us not to fall prey to deception, we've got to be people that get in the Word. Is whatever it is that the enemy is speaking, is it lining up with the Word? If it doesn't line up with the Word, then listen, I want nothing to do with it. If it doesn't line up with what God said, I'm not going to believe that. I'm going to believe the Word of God. So I challenge every single person, line up with the Word of God. Begin to pray, begin to seek God, and begin to read your Word. So I'm going to pray for you that you begin to love the Lord, love the Word of God. Ready? Father, we just ask right now that every person that is watching me begin to be convicted right now. I pray conviction in the heart of people that have not made the Word of God their priority. I pray conviction right now that you will begin a lifestyle of discipline to be able to pick up your Word and read it. That you will love the Word. You will treasure the Word. You will meditate on the Word. You will love it and you will keep it hidden in your heart and you will obey it. Father, I pray for a heart that is convicted right now. And I pray that every person listening and watching me will begin to be a person of meditation in the Word of God. I pray that they will be disciplined people, that they will open their Bibles every day and begin to look and search the Scriptures and let that cleanse them. Father, I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I challenge you during this Christmas holidays, don't let a day go by without you reading your Word. You know why? Because God wants to speak to you. I bless you guys. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. We love you guys, and we will see you next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.